Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is a special year-end edition of Trot Radio. Happy New Year, everyone. I'm Norm Bohr. To say that 2009 was a year of profound change in our sport would be the understatement of the year. Indeed, times were changing in harness racing, particularly with respect to the political landscape. The year started with OHA ready to battle with WEG. Among the issues, OHA's insistence on being the legal representative of any individual member in conflict with Woodbine Group. The battle lines were drawn. OHA members were told to boycott the Woodbine entry box. But that's when the winds of change began blowing like a January blizzard. There was the resignation of OHA president John Walczak. The boycott of the entry box fizzled, and Bill O'Donnell took over as the group's president. Then O'Donnell resigned. WEG announced it wouldn't negotiate with OHA, and a new horsemen's group, COSA, Central Ontario Standardbred Association, was formed. Its president, Bill O'Donnell.
I think that's between that horseman and WEG. I don't think that we as an association would want to get involved in something like that. We're not a labor union. We don't have the legal rights of a labor union. We're an association. All we're guaranteeing is that we have a contract with a racetrack, and we're getting dues for that. We'll do the right things with the dues as far as, you know, making sure your future is secured. But as far as going around fighting with racetracks and stuff, there's nothing to fight about.
COSA would go on to be the association dealing exclusively with Woodbine on behalf of its members. One of the biggest changes of 2009 came in the form of changes to the whipping or encouragement rule. A line in each hand from beginning to end was the new order of the day. Free-handed use of the whip was out. The debate centered around the welfare of the horse, the public's perception of our sport, and what effect the new rules would have on those hardened handicappers, some of which still equate harder lashes with faster horses. OHA's new president, Daryl MacArthur, had his view.
From the perspective of a handicapper, and if I'm watching a race, Meadowlands for example, and I've made my bet, and my tri-actor, and the first two are looking good, but I got a guy sitting sixth at the head of the lane, and down he comes, and he's been encouraged historically as we have, and he gets up for third, I'm a happy handicapper. On the flip side, same race now at Woodbine, same scenario, the horse doesn't get up. The handicapper's standing there thinking, well, wait a second, what just happened?
On the other side of the argument, people like Hambo-winning trainer Per Henriksen.
First of all, we don't have no public left at the track. We got to do something to get him back there. And I don't think new people coming into the track that see that these horses get, in their estimation, whipped, is not the way to get people back in there.
No look at the changes in 2009 would be complete without looking at the saga that was, and still is, Quebec racing. After such a hopeful beginning, the house of cards known as Attraction Épique came crashing down in the financial hurricane that ensued. Strapped for cash, due in part to overestimates on VLT revenues, Attraction Épique filed for bankruptcy. The Quebec government refused to financially support Attraction Épique through the taxes it collected on wagering and with revenues from VLTs. Left shaking his head was Richard Carper, head of ATAC, Quebec's Harness Horse Association.
The government has made it clear in their statements that this is the death of the industry. Now, the government has the right and has in the past changed its mind, because they may not be aware of what they're doing to themselves. If they're doing what they say they're going to do, there will be no more parimutuel wagering in Quebec. There'll be no more telephone or internet wagering. And there's a lot of revenue that comes from that in the form of taxes to the government, too. I don't know if they've taken all that into account.
All Quebec tracks owned by Attraction Épique then closed. Quebec City, Trois-Rivières, Aylmer, and saddest of all, Hippodrome Montréal, once a showpiece of racing in North America back in the day when it was known as Blue Bonnets. The news of its demise cut to the soul of an emotional Hall of Famer in Benoit Côté.
If the government don't want any more races in Quebec, Mr. Mascot, who owned the track, he didn't pay attention to the horsemen at all. Montreal without racing, it's not normal, you know.
If Quebec racing is the iceberg to sink the Titanic, at least one captain of this industry is loudly sounding the alarm bells. Jeff Gorrell, owner of Tioga and Vernon Downs, standardbred owner, breeder, and respected member, minced no words about the future of our game when we interviewed him.
It's going to die. It's a guarantee it's going to die. Mathematical certainty. It's going to die.
And Gorrell wasted no time in handing out Lane.
How long will it take before somebody decides that harness racing shouldn't continue to be subsidized, you know, by casino revenues? I think the problem you have is that initially the casino companies and the race track owners and the horsemen were all on the same page. They were all aligned trying to get the government to allow them to have slots. But once you get them, then the casino company and the racetrack owner and the horsemen are no longer aligned, because it's in the casino company's interest to see harness racing disappear.
Not all the news was bad in 2009. Despite the uncertainties and turmoil, the true essence of the sport, the horse, as usual, came shining through.
Well said! A no doubt about it score in the Pepsi North American Cup for Well Said. He won by 3, 148 1/5. Stakes, track, Canadian record.
Muscle Hill drawing away with every stride. Operation Hamiltonian complete!
A world record performance! 149 2 for Sportsrider.
Well said on the outside, if I can treat. Well said wins the Little Brown Jug!
On the human side of the sport, there was plenty of class there, too, and no one exemplified it better than John Campbell. 2009 saw him inducted into the Canadian Sports Hall of Fame. And, of course, Jody Jameson setting that new record.
It feels great. I said at the start of the year I just want to race horses and take a good shot at the opportunity that's been handed to me by, race dates and different tracks and stuff, and being able to go to different tracks and... my family's made a huge sacrifice in the time they get to see me, but, you know, they love seeing my name in the paper and watching me on TV, which they're probably right now, so that's the best part for me, is having it all come together, coming full circle.
You know, the indomitable spirit of harness racing people is undeniable, and as proof of that, we'll close our year-end review with yet more good news, and believe it or not, it comes from Quebec, where a new group there is in the process of restoring racing in that province. They have launched a 50-date race meet there this summer. Spokesman Jocelyn Fauché says it's going to be a grassroots, down-home event each weekend.
Like a picnic ground, you know. Everybody come at the racetrack. They pay $5 each. Trainer, drivers. But you come like a tailgate, you know. Completely a new generation of harness racing in North America. And we have a dream, but... we don't sell the dream to nobody, you know. So it's really start really modest, but be back the fun on harness racing in Quebec province.
And with that good news, we'll say that that's it for our look back at 2009 on Trot Radio. Here's hoping your 2010 is a good one. Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Boer Communications.